Now, I am having a very special chat. If you're going to be in the Town Hall Theatre in November, you might be interested in this chat because we have Sean Fitzgerald on the line here, who is here to chat about his father, Tony Christie, taking place in the Town Hall. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, your father, Tony Christie, I mean, iconic singer, but a little known fact about him is the connection that he has and yourself, the family history to Claremorris.
Yes. My grandparents came from Claremorris. They came over to the mine, the coal mines, to work in the. Well, my granddad came over to work in the coal mines in South Yorkshire, Maltby, and they brought with them their. My grandma played the fiddle, and my granddad this accordion, and they had a ceilidh band, which they used to go around and play music as well. So that's where the music comes from in the family. They used to get together on Sundays, and my dad would stand on a chair and sing.
You can't beat
And
that. There's nothing better than a good old Irish music session.
absolutely, they used to give him a penny afterwards or something, and he thought that's a good way to make a living, you know. So carried on.
Absolutely. And of course, coming to, I suppose, career retrospective night, I suppose, farewell to Amarillo, Claremorris Town Hall, Friday the 21st of November. Kind of a celebration more than anything of Tony's career.
Absolutely, yeah. And we were invited. Well, my dad was invited a few years ago to be the to lead the St. Patrick's Parade, and the lovely people at the council that we met and went out with, and Jarlath Sweeney, a good friend, and they've asked us to do this show as well to raise funds towards the recreational centre that will be built in
So
the towns.
the love for your ancestors' home is always there, I suppose, returning the favor, I suppose, of bringing something back for the community.
Yes, absolutely. And my dad's never, I don't think he's worked that area, performed in that area before. So it'll be a special night, and he'll be playing all his hits and the fans' favorites, and lots of surprises. It'll be a great night. He does over 100 minutes of, at 82, it's not bad going. He's singing better than ever. He's enjoying touring now better than ever. It's strange, actually. Some of the band that have been with us for nearly 20 years are seeing, I can't believe it, every night they're saying he's coming off stage, and how does he do it? You know, he sounds great.
Incredible stuff. And of course, you have the very unique job of being your father's manager. I have to ask, what is that like being, essentially the boss of your father?
Oh, I don't know about being the boss. That'd be my mom. But it's lovely because I get to spend a lot all my time with them, both of my parents. You know, we travel around together, we stay together, and music is so powerful, you know, so it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's the best job in the world.
That sounds incredible. I mean, you've said it there, getting to spend time with your family as well as getting, I suppose, to tour and see different places. You're essentially getting paid to go on holiday with your family.
Absolutely.
And your dad, sings every night. I'm sure you probably never tire of hearing that.
No. I'm on a high every night when he's on stage. It's just wonderful to see, and wonderful to see the audiences. There's sometimes four generations in the audience. The last time we played in Dublin, he'd just released his an album called We Still Shine, which was only about a week old, but that had been sold, you know, on the market. And there was a family. There was a grandmother and the kids and the grandkids sat on the front row, and my dad started singing the title song, We Still Shine, and he didn't know the lyric. I mean, he uses an auto cue, but he was looking down at the whole family was singing the lyrics, and he looked back at him, and he thought, "This is amazing." You know, it had only been out a week, so it's great that people are still wanting to see him, buy his music. You know, can't
Absolutely.
say thank you enough.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the amazing thing about music. You bring out a song, and like you said there, the song had only been out a week, and to hear people singing it already, you know, that love that's there for your father. And of course, you mentioned there, We Still Shine. I mean, I think that was last year, wasn't it? That was...
That was last year. I forget. I think it might have been... Yes, it was early last year. You're right.
Yeah, and right. I mean, that would, you know, was the first album in a while that your father had brought out, and for people to be appreciating the newer songs, you know, some artists, people only come for the oldies, but to hear, you know, a brand new song being sung back to you, I'm sure that must have been very heartwarming for Tony.
Oh, my dad couldn't believe it. He came up in the interval and said, I can't believe, you know, that these kids were singing the lyrics. And he says, I was trying to look at the auto cue and then looking at them singing. He said, it's off, putting him off. But yeah, it's great. That album, the last two albums were recorded in Nashville, which is just incredible. It's an incredible place to record. The musicians are just out of this world. The studios are the best in the world. Yeah. And they record in the old-fashioned way, where the whole band, every member of the band, is playing at the same time in the room, but with, if their amps are in little booths where, so it's soundproofed, but they're all eye contact and in the same room. And it feels, you can feel that when you listen to it. You can hear that it's live music.
I was just going to
say, recorded by the best in the world, though, you know.
I was just going to say, it must feel like that to listen to it when you know, I mean, for people at home who don't really know how albums are normally made, you know, it's one at a time, and, you know, you're recording to, we'll say, the drums and bass first, and then you record the guitars vocals last. But to have the band recorded all together in the room, that really does bring a unique vibe to it. And especially, as you said, recording in Nashville, becoming the new music capital of the world, I'm sure that...
Absolutely.
For your father at 82 years of age to be still getting the opportunity to do stuff like that is amazing.
Yeah, and we're going back again next year. We want to do another. He says, you know, he always, what he went now in the latter part of, you know, he's 82 now. He said to me, while I can sing, while I've got the voice, keep me recording. I want, that's my legacy. And it's the same with touring. He's always said to me, while I can sing, I want to tour. But as soon as he's pointing to his throat, he said, as soon as the voice starts to falter, that's it. I don't want to go up on stage and people go away thinking, you know, well, he used to be good. He's quite proud, a proud man, and wants to give his best, you know.
Of course, the passion is still there, obviously, from the sound of it. The love is still there. And of course, the 21st of November, I suppose the people of Claremorris will get to see that in person. And I see as well that there is a VIP package on offer as well.
There is, yes, which is great. We do this all over it now. It's a new thing because my dad's very, very shy, and, you know, painfully shy, and would never want us to meet people. Aloof or anything. It's just really is we call him the quiet man, because, you know, he hardly speaks at home. He saves everything for on stage, his voice, you know. And so we started doing these VIP packages where the audience get to see, I don't know how it works, how it'll work in Claremorris, but when we're around in the UK, we have exclusive access to the sound check, so they get a little private show there. And then he spends, my mom and my dad spent a very a long time, an unhurried meet and greet, where we give them a goodie bag with a signed album and 10x8 photograph and selfies, and, you know, it's not hurried, you know. We hear about these when we're traveling around, that so-and-so was in and they get to stand with them and take a photo, and then it's next, you know. And my mom and dad like to make it an experience, and chat with everybody and have a giggle, you know, and have a laugh.
And that's I suppose that might be the Claremorris lineage in them. The, you know, when we get chatting to people, it's hard to pull us away from people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sean,
no, it's great.
Sean, I'm very sorry now. I would love to keep chatting to you, but unfortunately we have to wrap it up. So just one more time, the 21st of November in the Town Hall, and of course celebrating the great hits of Tony Christie, and of course in aid of the Claremorris Recreational Centre.
That's wonderful. Yes, thank you. Thanks a lot for giving it a plug. It's a good cause. I think you can get the tickets at www.townhall.ie.
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you there. My sister will be there. It's going to be a big family occasion.
We might try and organise a Fitzgerald family reunion or something for ye.
Oh, we met some of them. We keep in touch.
Great
we
stuff.
We do, yeah.
Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. Best of luck on the whole tour, and best of luck recording in Nashville again later on next year. And of course, best of luck in the Town Hall on the 21st of November to your dad.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you. Bye-bye.